Hi, what's popping in Westchester? This is Andy Yu. I live in Katona, Bedford. Welcome to my house. I live here with my family since COVID. I just love this area, love Westchester. And I'm in fashion business as well as entertainment. And I'm passionate about sustainability and culture and just a great food and great friends. So welcome.
What's poppin', Westchester? This is the Westchester Pop.
Andy, it's a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what I love about you is you do a lot of things, and I always say about me that I am intentionally ADD. And if I go to a doctor, they will probably tell me, no, John, you're ADD. So you do a lot of different things, and I've been following your Instagram for a long time, and we have a lot of friends and whatever, mutual friends. Tell me, what is it about you that, like, you just love to be in a lot of different places?
Well, thank you for having me at this opportunity to tell my story. I will say I was really focused on my career for many, many years. And since I moved to Westchester in this area, I met so many people who are just, they're very inspiring. Yeah. And I met someone like you or our mutual friends, but it opened up another world for me. And obviously I'm in fashion business, I love food, I love culture, but you know, recently, I think for the past year and a half, I have just been involved so many great organizations, great people out here, and really opened up another career for me.
What drew you to Westchester? Like when you were looking at, you know, moving, why Westchester?
I have to be honest, I never thought about going to be living in Westchester because I had never stepped foot in this Bedford area at all, not even 20 minutes close. I only went to Greenwich one time, twice in my life. It was really a leap of faith. You know, during COVID, we lived in the city and we actually first went to East Hampton, but it's too far away for Camille. And we have a friend who lived in Walkabout, and during the summer, and we just took one suitcase and rent a house to be here because, you know, life is about to end, world's about to end. So we just want to find a place we had never seen. And we rent a house in, you know, Mary Todd Lincoln's old house in Todd Row. We all know it's a tennis court, has swimming pool and open space. That's good for us, but we have never seen a house. So after that, the kids set us down. They said, can we grow up here? This is a beautiful area. And I said, okay. And we were going to stay here for a long term because, you know, we want to go back to the city. That's the life I know for 30 years. But I guess I'm still here.
My grandparents actually lived in the city. So, like, I grew up being in the city a lot. I'm lifelong in Westchester. But, like, what do you notice the biggest difference between living in the city and Westchester? You're a Westchester right now.
Well, I think people think Westchester is so separate from New York City. But I would say, you know, really by train, by cars, 1 hour away, we're connected. A lot of people here work in the city and they go to the city two or three times a week. I feel like this is an extension of the city, you know, and a lot of people here just love the open space, love the, you know, the friendship or a great education out here. But I think we never really detached from the city. It's not a complete separate place.
Do you miss walking across the street to Starbucks, though?
I live in the city for 30 years. I never thought I'm going to say that. I just love to come home sometimes, even have a city apartment. I love wake up in Bedford, in Westchester. I love the conveniences, the small town feeling, and just so many interesting people in this area. It really make my life so much more fun.
You mentioned earlier and before, like we hit record on this, about all the people that you met here and how you also mentioned that you retired, which I find hilarious to me because you do so much. Talk to me a little bit about the people that you met here and all of your endeavors that you did here. And then we'll rewind and talk about your amazing career and everything, you know, in fashion. But
sure.
Talk to me about the people that you've met here and all of the initiatives that you've done in Westchester.
Thank you. Thank you. I think, you know, the last 3 years really went blink of eyes. And I hate to be name dropping because I didn't know
name drop my friend.
I didn't know anybody in the city. You know, I go to all the event gala, but really I was focused on my work and my partner is a doctor. We're just living our life with two children. And it just happened we live across the street from a lot of famous people here. You know, Ralph Lauren's neighbor, Martha Stewart's neighbor, Daniel Ballou, George Soros. So it just happened we're in this small enclave with those people. And, you know,
it's, you know, if I name drop my neighbors, it doesn't have the same cachet at all.
No, it wasn't intentional. We were rushed to find a house, you know, during COVID. It was not intentional. And secondly, is that when I met those people, you know, not to say, you know, we're in the same level, but they, you know, they really think we're different. We're interesting people and we become very close friends. You know, if 3 years ago you say you can be a best friend with some of these people, it's like, what are you talking about? But we built genuine friendship, not because, you know, we have any, you know, it's just because we're neighbors, number one. Number two, we have so many similar interests in terms of fashion, food, and just they inspire me every day because some of the people that, you know, they are not 20 years or 30 years old. Some people start 50 years old. Become entrepreneurs, such as successful, become American icon. You know, obviously everybody know my relationship with Martha. She's my icon, she's my inspiration. And she is just a force of a life. And I learned so much about her from her. It has nothing to do with the money or anything or famous. It's just that she is the person that inspired me. And you know, she started a company 50 years old and look what she has built and continued to building and also possess her intention, work ethic. I mean, the list goes on and on. So that's something that I've never imagined not living here is because I met them. And the story they told me on the first hand, and our relationship really blossomed because maybe that's why it's successful. But, you know, just make our life very interesting with them involved.
You have a nickname, right, for Martha? Hmm? What do you call Martha?
She looks amazing. Whatever age list, you know, we call her my fairy godmother, a best of fairy godmother, even though she looked like my aunt. You know, she just she looks amazing. And to answer your second question is that obviously I'm here in fashion, I'm out about for myself out there. So a lot of people reach out to me with the charity, and you know, so I was involved with 3 or 4 charities. I did a sustainable fashion show. I single-handed started the whole thing, you know, working with one of a community center to help children, underprivileged women for fashion design. I also started a scholarship for them, as well as Katona Museum back for 2030 about sustainability, you know, in this area. Also, you know, we do a land trust party. There's so many great organizations, non-for-profit charitable organization in Bedford. And they're all very genuine. And you can really see not just the gala, I go to the city and write a check and go to a dinner and dress fancy. We have all done that. But I feel that the charity here in Bedford or Westchester is really, they're doing above and beyond and really trying to build a community support, community base. And our community here, because I'm part of Westchester now, I mean, this is the best community. Every gala, every places I've been, people are just so generous and so involved, you know, donating their time, money, and all the connections. I mean, I was blown away by how much love and money and support coming from our community.
Do you notice more authenticity than maybe the city or other areas where you're at?
I would say 100%. I had a house in East Hampton 15 years, South Hampton, East Hampton, the party and galas up to the wazoo, $1 million party. Horse barn, you know, everything is so lavish. But sometimes I think, you know, because the body, so many people, it's just a different kind of setting. It's hard to develop friendship or connection with so many people. In here, people live here with their family. So actually in Westchester, I feel so much, like you said, people are very authentic, the genuine a relationship with neighbors and friends out here.
And not to blow smoke, but I'll do it anyway. You seem extremely authentic and down to earth. And you told me that you retired, and I made a joke when we first started this. you are kind of retired. You'd built kind of this empire, right, with your fashion. And I started at the end, and I want to work my way back. Talk to me about how you started off in fashion. And if you want to do the Cliff Notes version, you can.
Like everybody else, I was very good in art. And yeah. I went to fashion design. I want to be a designer like all my friends. And I was very lucky to start my first collection. And I went to a quarterly show. I sold to Barney's and Bloomingdale's and all the department stores and, you know, all the specialty store. But one person who actually I remember is Mark Mendelson. He was a president of Ali Tahari at that time. And he gave me an order for 8,000 pieces. And why my other order is like 80 or 300. And I looked at the price. I was like, wow, what is that? You know, it turned out to be a private label. So that, because of him, because this, the order he gave me, it really changed the way of my career. So I was going to go to be a designer, start my collection, do a fashion show, end up doing private label because that style became a huge seller. So I stayed with him for 10 years. He took me to Ali Tahari, became a president of Jones New York. He went to Jones New York for Kohl's and for all the like more of a big store. So my order became so huge. I ended up having 2-3 business. As a business owner, hire a designer to support the private label manufacturer side. So only until the end of my career, QVC invited me to do a collection on Europe. So I was in QVC France, QVC Italy, QVC UK to do my collection. You know, just tried that before the end of my career, but my company did really well. And what I was doing is doing manufacture for J. Crew, my parent company for Michael Kors for 15 years. You know, I no one really know me, but, you know, I couldn't complain of money. That's why I retired, you know, in a good place, you know, not rich, but you know, enough to, you know, to be retired. But having said that, this year, I decided to come back with a few friends. Right away, you know, I'm fully booked. You know, I'm just so happy because I feel like, you know, again, with Martha Stewart, I listened to her master class. She said she started her career at 50. I guess, you know, it's not too late for me to restart my second career. So I'm actually back.
Nice, nice. Would you say when you were younger, this was your dream? Like, did you always know that was your career path? Because my career path was to like start a podcast when I was younger. Kidding. But like, what was your, like, was this your path?
I just think anything related to art, I have passion, I would say maybe a little bit of talent in clothing, fashion, and food. And when we get older at this point, I can use trash bag and will be the star of the show. I, you know, all the clothes I wear, my Instagram follower is that whatever I do, I don't really care because I'm in a different place, you know, in my life, career, financially, or confidence that whatever I do, you know, when you have nothing to lose, you actually have more freedom to create. Right. So, you know, also the other thing is the confirmation from your friends. Like I go to a John George restaurant with 200 people. I go to a fashion show at the end of the tour. I go to CFDA. And whatever I wear, guess what you compliment. So I mean, like that affirmation from people that give you more confidence, also freedom to continue your path. You know, and when I showcase my design, my creativity by using sustainable fabric, I don't showcase a designer brand. I don't showcase my Hermes bag. You know, I don't, there's nothing to brag about it. For me, 80% of my clothes from vintage shop, you know, from thrift shop. When I went to Los Angeles last week, I went to Rodale Drive. I didn't buy one piece. I take a look. I'm support my fashion follower and designer, but I went to this thrift shop for Crossroad. I had so much fun. It was like treasure hunting, and I can recycle the clothes and save money. Right. It's like, why not do that?
Right. And when you, because I mean, listen, I follow you on Instagram and I see what you're wearing, and you're wearing it for you. You're not wearing it for show. You're not wearing it for Instagram followers to be like, oh, look what he's wearing. This is just what you're wearing.
Right. I think right? Instagram is something changed the world. We can put our art or creativity out there. I'm so happy. You know, my view has gone so much. I don't really care because I have nothing to sell. But if I 30-second, 15-second video it stirs some people's emotion. Good, bad, ugly, people may say, oh, I look like a clown. I don't care.
Right.
I created something. We created something
right.
that it didn't exist before.
Right.
You know, if you want to create, if I create clothes from out of a you know, plastic bag or recycled bottle, that's my creation. You can either like it or don't like it, but obviously I have enough followers who appreciate that. And so I think something that just depends what we want to do in life. That's at this point in my life and my career, I enjoy doing that. And I got a lot of publicity, a lot of requests to create, give me the platform to do even better. But the platform is not to generate money, but really to use that for a lot of charity and for good cause.
Do you wish Instagram was around earlier in your career?
I would say, if you ask me, even 10 years ago, I would have no time. I was focused on my career, traveling, because all I knew was the traditional way of fashion, which I think will change, continue to evolve going forward with new technology. So it can never go, it can never look the best. What if? But
right.
We can look forward.
Right. And what is looking forward for you? What's next up? Shameless plug time. Tell me anything that's going on or if there's a charity you want to promote.
Right. So I am coming back with partners. We represent talents, we represent fashions, and I'm connecting a lot of people out here back to fashion. The fashion company, fashion organization I care about the most, the CFDA. They are the non-for-profit organization for all the American designers. So they have a scholarship funding to help from student all the way to designer. So, you know, so many of my friends out here love fashion and they're also in a position to give. So I start making collection with people, really wanted to connect the dots and make meaningful for them.
Awesome. It was a pleasure, Andy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on.
This is the Westchester Pop.